Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose Radio Blogcast. We are your hosts, Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in. Hallelujah. The table has been set. The table has been set by the Holy Spirit. So we give you the invitation to come on and dine with us tonight, to taste and see that the Lord is good. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. We welcome in his presence with us tonight as we welcome you. Before we get started, we're going to go ahead and further usher in the presence of the Lord as we do with a song of encouragement and a song of praise. Praise God. There will be glory. No matter what difficulty you may be experiencing, just know that there will be glory after this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Victory. There will be victory. I turn it.
That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
God specializes.
God specializes.
In things impossible.
For those that may be just coming out of difficulties, We hope that you will encourage somebody else. And for those that don't have anyone to encourage you, the Word of God says sometimes you have got to encourage yourself. So tonight I want to bring a message entitled Triumphing Over Discouragement. Triumphing Over Discouragement. Praise God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you God honor and glory, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, that there is absolutely nothing, Lord, that occurs in our life, Father, that you're not first aware of. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the problem solver. We thank you, Lord God, as we lift up your holy name, as we give you praise, and the praises go up, Lord, the blessings come down. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that because Jesus Christ has already overcome every difficulty and every circumstance, that, Lord God, your word tells us that you have also given us power, spiritual weapons of warfare, power to trample over snakes and scorpions, all the powers of the enemy, and absolutely nothing shall by any means harm us. Lord, we thank you that we know who we are in you and whose we are, that we are overcomers, that greater is he that is in us than anything that is in this world. And so, Lord, we thank you, and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Now allow your word to go forth tonight. Let it penetrate the hearts, minds, and spirits of those that have an ear to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the masses. We give you the glory, praise, honor, and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Praise God. Triumphing over discouragement. Sometimes this life can bring to us instances and circumstances that can try, even as Christians, to try to cause us to become discouraged. But the Word of God is filled with encouragement. The Word of God is filled with God's promises that let us know, as the song says, that no matter what you may be experiencing, no matter what you may be going through, oh, there is glory that will come after this, after whatever your this is. God, he is a God that turns a mess into a message. Oh, yes, he's the same God that turns a test into a testimony. All you got to do is just trust him. Trust him at his word. And God, hallelujah, he promises that he will keep us, and he promises that he will never fail. Let's turn on chapter 42, verse 5. We're talking tonight about triumphing over discouragement. In Psalm chapter 42, David is a bit discouraged. David had some difficulties in his life and difficult times that caused him, even though he was now, remember the word of God said David was a man after God's own heart. But nevertheless, that did not prevent David, because he was in human flesh, he experienced discouragement sometimes. Just like you and I, we experience discouragement sometimes. But guess the Holy Bible, God's holy word, is the antidote. Huh? Oh, yes, it is. It's the antidote to discouragement. Psalms 42, verse 5 reads like this. It says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me?" It says, "Hope, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him." I shall yet praise him. Hallelujah. That's scripture alone is filled again with anecdotal information on how to overcome and triumph even in the midst of discouragement. First, it says, hope in thy in God. Next, it says, for I shall yet praise him. So that tells you, first you put your hope in God, and then you put your mouth on it with praise. Praise will help you to triumph over and triumph through any discouragement. The Holy Spirit, the Word of God, tells us that we are to render a sacrifice of praise. But what do you mean when you say a sacrifice of praise, Pastor Constance? That means that no matter what the circumstance may be, no matter how you may feel, it has nothing to do with the way that we feel. But when we praise our God, when we praise the Lord, when we offer even in the midst of the difficulty, well, our voice, that's when you have to begin to depend on the Word of God that's within. And the Holy Spirit says that he will bring back to our remembrance the Word of God. And so we have to praise the Lord, praise our way through whatever the circumstance may be. We are living in a time that, if truth be told, day to day you can be discouraged. The media, if you sit and you watch news reports, the 7 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news, all it is filled with discouraging reports, crime that continues to occur and that happens. If you're not careful, this environment, it is the perfect environment for Satan to begin to launch his attack and to begin to wreak havoc on your psyche, cause anxiety and try to cause stress and depression, and even at the very least, as I said, discouragement. Because the greatest battlefield is that battlefield of your mind. And so Satan wants to try to come in, and he wants to try to have you to be focused in on those things of the world as opposed to focusing in on the Word of God. We've got to, more than at any time, begin to delve into God's Word from Genesis to Revelation. We're living in that time where, in these latter days, it is essential that we become engulfed in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Even as Christians, if we inundate ourselves with the world's messages and bombard our minds with the media dreams, we will become discouraged. But do you not know that it is the business of the mass media? That's how they stay in business. That's how they're able to continue to remain on the television and broadcast, because of sensationalism. That means that it is their job. You know, I assure you, you will never see a local news report where all they report is good news. It happens where, yes, we know that, again, crime occurs in our city, but what about the good things that are occurring within our city? But it's very rare that you see these things reported. And sometimes, even if they are reported, they're only reported for a short period, a very brief moment, a short period of time, and then they return right back to the bad reports. But, again, we have to know how that, no matter what, that if we are going to thrive physically, mentally, spiritually, we must recognize that we serve a God, he that has existed before any of these negative circumstances. As a matter of fact, yes, we have all of these things, murders and robberies and unfortunate instances and crimes that occur. All of these things, yes, though they occur, do you know that nothing occurs without first being filtered through the hands of God? He knows that it's going to occur even before it happens. And because he knows it's going to occur even before it happens, even in our own lives when circumstances arise that are unfavorable, when sicknesses occur, when things happen and relationships break, when you may be put in a position for where divorce occurs, where you're having a difficulties with your children, where you have a wayward child that needs to come home. You may have a child that's dealing with drug addictions. All of these different things that happen simply because we are in a fallen society. But we can't allow these things to inundate our minds, brothers and sisters. We cannot allow these things to cause us to lose focus on what the Lord has said within his holy word. There used to be a little song as the children would sing about, God's got the whole world in his hand. Oh, yes, he does. He's got this whole world in the palm of his hand. He's got you and me in the palm of his hand. So we don't have to be discouraged. We have already been given the ability to triumph over discouragement. Number one, how do we triumph over discouragement? We don't give in to it. James said in chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he has got to flee from you. Discouragement is a tactic of the enemy. So in order to triumph over discouragement, you don't have to give in to it. It's a choice. We have a decision to make. Don't give in to it. Many people give into discouragement because they lack spiritual fortitude. If you haven't taken the time to discipline yourself and study in the Word of God, it's just like if you know that you need your physical food in order for your physical body to be strong. Well, guess what? We must have our spiritual food in order for our spirit man to be strong so that we can stand with spiritual fortitude and withstand the powers of the enemy. Proverbs 25, verse 28, whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. We don't want to be like a city whose walls are broken through. We want to be able to know how to stand. And the only way that we can stand, and we can stand as a fortified city, is that we be able to stand in and stand on the Word of God. If the walls of a city are broken through, then the city is left vulnerable and has no protection against attack. This is a good metaphor. Likewise, one who lacks discipline or self-control or has no moral compass, he or she succumbs to and lacks the ability to resist the tactics of the evil one. Just as God has a voice, so does Satan, and he speaks as well. He vies for your attention. He vies for your ear gates. He uses his voice to discourage you by telling you lies and anything that is contrary to the Word of God. That's how you know the difference, because Satan's not going to tell you anything that's true, and he certainly is not going to tell you anything that supports what God has said. He counterfeits everything the Word of God says every time. That's how you will know that it is his voice. And so, therefore, you should not allow Satan to use his voice to discourage you by telling you lies, by telling you things that are contrary to God's word. Words like, can't make it. Oh, you're going to fail. Oh, or why try again? Or you're not gifted enough, or you're not good enough, or you're too old. And sometimes even you're too young. You're not from the right family. All of these things. You're not from the right background. Oh, you're not anointed enough. Has God really called you to this? Oh, you see these difficulties that are in front of you. Did God really say? He's been using that as a tactic ever since the book of Genesis in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say that you shouldn't take from the tree? Oh, yes. But you know that you need to know that you know that you know the word of God. You need to know that you know that you know that Satan will try to do anything and tell you anything to keep you from God's divine destiny. But we don't have to submit and subject ourselves to that. Don't let Satan's lies generate discouragement in your heart. When Christians neglect to pray and believe God's word, they become easy prey to discouragement. When you neglect to pray, when you neglect to spend time in the word of God, when you neglect to spend time in his presence, that's the reason why we find ourselves, and it is, again, nothing but a tactic of the enemy in day-to-day circumstances. He wants to keep you so busy that you don't take time, that you don't make time for the word of God, that you don't make time to be in the presence of God. It is essential to our spiritual health, our spiritual well-being. You can't be spiritually tenacious in this season without feeding yourself in the word of God. So therefore, time in God's word and prayer, then your faith will increase. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. We must have faith in God and ask him to lift us up and believe that he is able to keep us from falling into discouragement. Jude chapter 24 tells us that it is our God that is the lifter of our head. That means it's our God that will encourage us. He will encourage us through his word. As you strengthen your faith muscle through prayer and the word of God, your spiritual fortitude will begin to grow, and you'll have the power to resist, and he's going to flee. He's going to leave your presence. He will leave your household. Oh, yes, he will. Faith brings God's power, and it helps us to win. I said it is faith. Forsaking all others, I trust him. That's an acronym for faith. Forsaking all others, I trust him. And it is faith that brings God's power and helps us to win. You want a better marriage? Stay in the word of God and activate your faith. You want your child to be able to come home from whatever wayward type of lifestyle? Stay in prayer. Don't be discouraged. Activate your faith. Stay in the word of God. It is faith that brings God's power and helps us to win. Number two, to triumph over discouragement, don't give out. Don't give out with it. The first principle, as I shared, was don't give in to it. Well, the second one is don't give out with it. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? You need to watch the words that are coming out of your mouth. You must watch the words that are coming out of your mouth. In other words, be mindful of that, of what you say. You know, have you ever been around a person that it seems to be always negative? They're always speaking negatively. They're always seem to, even their thoughts seem to be pessimistic. And the words that come out of their mouth brings discouragement to themselves and to others. There are those that are there, that are out there like that. Truly, again, as I shared earlier, you truly stay in the Word of God. You truly allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit man. You will not have a pessimistic mindset because the Word of God, and you ask the Lord, say, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Lord, give me the mind of Christ. Yes. Have you ever known that someone that is very critical of others and rarely has anything positive to say, and they always seem to look at the, as they say, the glass half empty versus half full? They're the people that I call the NDKs, curious dream killers. They're negative thoughts prompt words of discouragement. You want to stay away from these type of people. You want to pray for them, but you don't want them to don't want to allow them and what they say to come in and cause you to be discouragement. So you don't want to piggyback on the words of those that discourage. Luke chapter 6, of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So in other words, we have to guard our heart. Guard your heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, then the mouth begins to bring forth words. And if you have a heart that is for the Lord, then guess what's going to come out of your mouth? You're going to have words. You're going to be able to line your words up with the Word of God and speak forth words that encourage, words that build up, words that edify. Your heart governs your thoughts, and your thoughts govern the words that you speak. Psalms 105 verse 2 tells us to talk ye of all of his wondrous works. That's why testimony time is so important, for the goodness of our God, to speak forth and help to edify and encourage someone else. The Word of God tells us, and they overcame him. Overcame who? Overcame Satan. Overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Hallelujah. When you speak of God's wondrous power. Proverbs 15:4 talks about the soothing tongue is as a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 16:24 further speaks, and it says, gracious words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Yes, it is. Proverbs 18:4 tells us that the words of the mouth are like deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom, tongue holds the power of life and death, Proverbs 18:21. Use it to build up and edify and encourage others, and not only encourage others, but also encourage yourself in the Lord. We must be positive. We must speak the word of God. We must look for the good and speak the good and not the bad, and talk and speak optimistically, because by doing so, we will win over discouragement, Philippians 4:4. The elders used to say, if you don't have something good, then what? Don't say anything at all. Keep your mouth shut, because you don't want your words are living. Your words have power. So therefore, and also too, we are held accountable by Almighty God for the words that come forth out of our mouth. So we need to be mindful that we are indeed speaking words of edification. Number three, to triumph over discouragement, don't give up through it. Don't give up through it. First, as I said, to triumph over discouragement, don't give in to it. Number two, to triumph over discouragement, don't give out with it. And number three, triumph over discouragement, don't give up through it. David, the scriptures talk about how David destroyed the Amalekites. It says, David and his men reached Ziklag. We're talking about discouragement and not giving up through it. On the third day, and now the Amalekites had raided Negev and Ziklag. Not only had they raided Ziklag, they attacked Ziklag and burned it and had taken captive the women and everyone else in it. So not only the women, but also the children and everyone else in it. Both young and old, they killed none of them, but they carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men reached Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters had been taken captive. Can you imagine? So David and his men wept aloud till they had no strength left to weep. They were very distraught. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking about stoning him. My God, the very men that supported him, the very men that were a part of his army, now they had turned on David and were throwing him and stoning him. Each one of these men were bitter in spirit because of the loss of their sons and their daughters. But then the scripture says this, but David encouraged himself in his God. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord. as two principles right there that tell you that even in the midst of difficult times, even when we become discouraged due to whatever the circumstance may be, David modeled exactly what we need to do. First, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God, and then David inquired of the Lord. In other words, he asked God, Lord, what shall I do? Shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? And the Lord answered him. He said, God answered, pursue them, for you will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. It's something about when we're going through difficult times and our God, and we inquire of him. When we get on our knees and pray, when we begin to open our ears and say, Lord, it's not my mother, not my brother, not my sister, but I stand in the need of prayer. I need your help. And when you ask of him, God answers because you're his child and he's a good, good father. Oh, yes, he is. So all we got to do is trust him, even amid difficult circumstances. There are many other stories throughout the Bible that say, when you are discouraged, inquire of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 9, Jairus was discouraged because of his 12-year-old daughter was dying. He inquired of the Lord and sought Jesus for her healing, and she was healed. In Mark chapter 10, Bartimaeus was discouraged because he was blind and inquired of Jesus to have mercy on him and give him sight, and he was healed. Blinded eyes open. In John chapter 5, tells the story of a lame man that was discouraged because he couldn't walk, and he inquired of Jesus because of his desire to walk. And the Lord said, take up your bed and walk. When we are discouraged, our first step in triumphing through the discouragement should be to inquire of our God. Oh, in this season, my brothers and sisters, with so many succumbing to that which is negative, with believers must triumph over discouragement. The world needs us who have the answers to the world's problems. We, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have the answers to the problems of this world. We know the Lord. We need to be able, again, to be the ones to speak forth encouraging words. We need to be able to be the ones to take our brothers and sisters by the hands, and even those that are there that need to know the Lord, you lead them to God so they too will be able to have access to his holy word, to salvation in Jesus Christ, so that they too will be able to know how to stand and endure, having done all to stand. 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 Stand in and stand on the word of God. We have the answers, my brothers and sisters, to the world's problems. It's not the medical industry. It's not the educational system. It's not even the government. Oh, it is the true believers in Jesus Christ that hold the answer. For Jesus is the answer to the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Like the lighthouse that shines amid a dark night, we are to be the light of the world to those that have lost their way. Like a banquet laid at a table for the starved and hungry, we must provide the bread of life for the spiritually malnourished of this world. We must be prepared at any moment as the scripture tells us, to provide hope and encouragement to those that are discouraged and have lost their hope. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh your reason of hope that is in you with meekness and with fear." Triumphing over discouragement. Don't give in to it. Don't give out with it. And don't give up through it. I pray that this word has encouraged you. Hallelujah. Praise God in the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for Pastor Constance for that powerful word. Amen. Are you encouraged tonight? For the woman of God, amen, to encourage your faith, amen, over triumphing over the word of God with discouragement. To God be the glory, amen. She broke that down, the Genesis, Revelation, the word of God, amen, to encourage your faith, to increase your faith, things of God. Sometimes we have to learn how to encourage ourselves in the word of God from day to day, amen. Take our own daily bread, praise God, and, you know, and bless others through that, and thank God for it, to give you and build your faith in the things of God, amen, from day to day. We need that. The only such a time is different in our life. Things change from day to day. We need to be built up in our spirit according to the word of God, according to the will of God. Amen?
Amen.
Mother bless.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We have a few more minutes, hallelujah, in the broadcast tonight.
Amen.
Do you have an encouraging word for somebody out there? Do you have words that could possibly lift the hearts and the spirits of someone that might be on the line tonight that might be a bit encouraged? If you do, or if you just like to share in the study of this word your comment, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Or if you have a testimony of how the Lord has brought encouragement in your life, we'd like to hear from you.
Amen.
Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad tonight.
Yes.
We're talking about triumphing their one tonight. Praise God.
David learned that. He learned how to be an overcomer in the word of God through what he was going through.
Yes, he did.
He carried himself at a time of great need because they were wanting to stone him to death.
My goodness. And, you know, in that, in Ziglag, when those men came back and saw the city burned, you know, and I'm sure that was that. Oh, my Lord, can you even imagine? That was even far more than just discouragement. There was a lot of emotions that they were going through. They were upset. They were angry. They were bitter. They were ready to take out their wrath on David. But David had a choice to make. Right then and there, he didn't retaliate, but he inquired of God. And that's exactly, as I shared in the message, what we must do to overcome discouragement. Mother Pat, go right ahead, please. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening, and I'm doing good. I enjoyed the word. And just like you were saying, go to God first. Sometimes I was thinking about the lady with the issue of blood. She was going through all kind of stuff and spent all her money and everything else. Then finally she decided to try Jesus. I think that was the first thing. I know that's the first thing we should all do. Go to
that's
Jesus.
Right.
He is the creator of all things. Nobody knows you better than what Jesus does. And that he knows, like you said earlier, he knew what was going to happen before it happened. He's looking for us to have that kind of faith. Okay, you know this was going to happen, Lord. Now I'm trusting you in it. I got to trust you in this. You're the only one who can bring me out of this. And, you know, that'll cut down a lot of frustration.
Yes,
high blood pressure, heart disease, you name
it. Yeah.
If we go to Jesus, trust him. And I like what you said, too, about watch what come out of your mouth. We can condemn our own by what we say. We can hold up God's hand by what we say. Instead of us letting God do it, we trying to get in there and help God. So the best way to do it, keep your hands off what God's doing and let him work it out. And be encouraged, because he will work it out. Amen.
Yes, he will.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Pat. That is so, so true. I like what she shared about going to God first, going and inquiring of the Lord first. You have so, we in and of ourselves, our flesh, we want to be the ones that are in control. But if we just yield ourselves to the Lord and go to him first, you hear so many people say, well, I have nothing else to do, but I got now no one else to turn to. I got to go to the Lord. Now I don't have anything, no one else to help me. Let me inquire of God. Let me find out from God. No, 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 no. We've got to go to God first. As mother down on so much stress, and also, too, it cuts down on the resolution of the time to resolve the problem. When you go to God first, he has the answer. And because you yield yourself to him, he will honor that. Just as he answered David, he answered him. And he answered him immediately. God has the answer. We don't need to help God, as Mother Pat said. He doesn't need our help. Praise God. Is there anyone else tonight? Just simply press 1 on your dial pad. We'd like to hear from you. Praise God. We have about 6 more minutes left into the broadcast. Hallelujah. Praise God. Caller number 1650. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Go right ahead, please. Caller 1650. You are live in the studio.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jesus, CEO. Shout out to everybody out there in Radio Land listening. I just called in. I just got here from my interns, but I'm a little late. I do want to say one thing, and I will yield the mic, land my plane, whatever, however you want to say it. God is real. This is the first day of summer.
Oh, yes.
This is your mighty children. It's time to get busy. We can't sit at home and pray about it. We got to get out and get busy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose. Yes, sir. We give God praise for you for calling.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you. Yes, you are so true. We must be about the Father's business.
Amen.
Oh, yes. It's not a time for us to sit back amongst the four walls. We got to get out, and as the word of God says, go ye into all the world and share this good news gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead. We will not close this broadcast out without giving the opportunity for salvation in Jesus Christ. Oh, Romans 10:9-10 just makes it so plain and simple. It says, but if you just believe upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Just confess with your mouth and ask the Lord a prayer. Lord, I am a sinner. I ask you to come into my life, come into my heart for the rest of my life. I know that you came to this world, that you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. And so, Lord, I give my life to you. I give my life to you, and I ask you, Lord, to come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that prayer with all sincerity, my brothers and sisters, we welcome you into the kingdom of God and into the body of Christ. Yes, your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life. Absent from this body will be present with the Lord. We give God praise and honor and glory for you. Reach out to us and let us know of your decision. Well, brothers and sisters, we thank God for you tuning in tonight. We pray that this message was a blessing to you. Go someone else this week in the Lord. If you're running through difficult times, don't be discouraged. Inquire of the Lord and build up and edify yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. I promise you that he will never let you down. Have a wonderful and blessed week, and to God be all the glory. We love you, and have a good night.
God bless.
God bless.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, come.